Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good morning to you on this first Saturday in October. It is the 5th, and our guest this morning, Steve DiMeglio, checking in with us. Clive Clark, he's just opening up Dumbarney Links. He's the course designer in Scotland, a beautiful links course, not far from St. Andrews, and that's where Michael Patrick Shields is. Lucky dog, he's always on the road. He'll be calling in as well. Kelly Burke-Williams, Director of Sales and Marketing at Kapalua Golf and Tennis. She's checking in, as well as Alex Urban, the executive director of the Century Tournament of Champions, because they've announced the opening dates for the Plantation course, the refinement growing in, and they're going to start taking reservations. Course will be open to play close to Thanksgiving holiday, so it's perfect. And of course, we're going to start the show with Matt Janella, golf advisor, editor in chief. But no. We have a much more important. He is the Pure Insurance Championship for the First Tee Pro-Am Champion. He's the amateur champion. Yes, he is. We're going to talk with him right after this. But I need to say something really important to the kids. You know, we're going to have a mostly sunny day today. Isolated showers in the morning, scattered showers during the day. The winds are variable, 5 to 15. And congratulations, Riley Honda of Hilo. Riley qualified into drive, chip, putt, 7 to 9 years of age. That division as an alternate. Congratulations to Ethan Chapital of Lahaina for qualifying for drive, chip, putt, 10 to 11, also as an alternate. And that regional qualifier was at Torrey Pines in San Diego. So Matt Janella is next. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water or worse, sewer pipes break or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And now, here is Matt Janella, golf advisor, editor-in-chief, host of Golf Advisor Round Trip and travel expert, golf course design enthusiast. He's on Morning Drive on Golf Channel, and he is Pure Insurance Championship for the First Tee Pro-Am Champion. Welcome into the clubhouse, Matty G. Wow.
Oh, my goodness. That was quite the intro. I love it. Thank you, Danielle. Thanks for having me. Good morning, Hawaii.
You're, you know, with your partner, Alfonso Rivera, I guess you had a little help with from the professionals, but not really, right?
Well, it was, you know, so there's three tournaments going on simultaneously at the Pure Insurance First Tee event, and you're using two venues, Pebble Beach and Poppy Hills. And so the pros are playing against the pros, and then each pro has a junior first tee partner. So there's 78 teams, 78 pros competing, 78 pros and juniors. And then there's two amateurs that get paired with a pro and a junior. But we change pro and juniors each day. So the first day we had Steve Pate and Stephanie Barbosa. She's from Dallas, from First Tee. And then the second day we had Colin Montgomery and Neil Babu, who's from Reno. So the first day we were 13 under at Pebble Beach, and the second day we were 11 under at Poppy Hills. And, you know, Colin Montgomery made two birdies, Steve Pate made three birdies, Stephanie Barbosa made, so we got to use their birdies, and then we can contribute as well. So they can help us, but we can't help them. And then on the final day, you know, only 10 teams make the cut. And on the final day, you get two pros. If your team that makes the cut, you get two pros. And we got Kenny Perry and Esteban Toledo. And so they could help us, but we couldn't help them, obviously. And it was just, I'm telling you, the whole week was magic. You know, just to make the cut felt like a win. Then we go on. We're 10 under through 10 holes at Pebble Beach. First group off, sun coming up Sunday inside the ropes. and Esteban birdies, Kenny Perry eagles, Perry birdies again, you know, Alfonso birdies, Alfonso eagles. I make 4-for-3, 4-for-3, Esteban birdie. We're 10 under through 10.
That's amazing.
Five shot lead, and we go on to win by two. And in every situation, you know, the kids, the pro, like whenever the ball needed to go in the hole, it went in the hole. I mean, 36 under through 54 holes, one best ball. It was a total team. Alfonso played phenomenal all week. And it was just, it was magic. He's a 4 handicap. Like people, it's not even sandbag. It was just the ball went in the hole.
Wow. Now, Colin Montgomery gave you some really good advice. I think everybody should, tell us what that advice was.
Well, I mean, you know, here we were after day one. It was just like, okay, you know, we're moving on. And Poppy Hills, and we got under a real hot streak on the back nine at Poppy Hills, which meant that we had a really good chance of making the cut. And I started getting a little tight, you know.
Yeah.
I was way out the tip of my skis. And I said, well, my partner is Colin Montgomery, the greatest, you know, Ryder Cupper of all time. And so down the 18th fairway, I said, man, you know, Monty, you mind me asking, did you have one specific swing thought when you were in the heat of the battle, when things got a little, you know, a little tight for you? And he said, yeah, it was simple, you know, light grip. That's the only thought to have. Have a light grip, both in, you know, swinging and putting, and that's the answer to sort of battling nerves and battling that tightness. Just keep that grip. And wow, you know.
And wow, it pretty, worked.
Yeah, it worked. Pretty cool advice from Monty. And, you know, we had buy-in from all the pros, I will say, and the kids, of course. You know, everybody was pulling for everybody. Esteban Toledo fist pumped at the 18th hole of Pebble Beach because he got up and down to the front bunker to save par and save our team for that hole and get us in at 3,600 and make sure we didn't have any bogeys for the week. He made about an 18 footer. He's fist pumping like he won the tournament. And it was just because he made par for us. You know what I mean? Like, it was crazy.
Now, that sounds, what you just sold is the idea of playing in a tournament like this, because it's team, it's fun, everybody's rooting for each other.
Yeah, Stephanie Barbosa's family, she didn't make the cut as a junior. They came out and rooted us on Sunday as a family walking around. You know, like, you're making real cool relationships out there. I mean, Monterey Peninsula Foundation, Pure First Tee, Pebble Beach, Poppy Hills, home of the NCGA, Youth on Course. This is a first tee event. Like, the whole mashup of goodness is happening there. I'm a NorCal kid. I get to play Pebble Beach. You know, that to me already is like, you know, getting into Wonka's Chocolate Factory. And so, this is a rite of passage for me, as I explained on social media. Like, you know, my dad brought me down here for a high school graduation. Now I'm standing on the 18th green with my son, receiving a trophy with Alfonso Ribeiro as my partner, you know, and Kirk Triplett and the two junior winners are up there as well. We're on the 18th grade of Pebble Beach giving like an acceptance speech.
that's amazing.
You can't make it up.
Yeah,
you can't make it up.
You can't make it up. And it's like a movie. It's like a movie, yeah. a script for a movie.
You know, relatively speaking, it's like my Steve Lowry at Port Rudd. Like, you know, it's all relative, right? I'm a 9 handicap. I've got a 7-point-something index. I had no business being a part of something so cool as that. That was cool.
Yeah, you do. You've got the heart. You're in it to win it, you know, and that's,
I don't know.
Or to have fun at least, right? That's the most important part.
Fun.
And do
we
your part.
We laughed the whole way through. Yeah, and we laughed the whole way through.
You laughed the whole way. And how does somebody get to play? Is there a fee for someone to get in?
Yeah, there is, you know, and I think, you know, I guess there would be 156 spots available to amateurs, and you know, Monterey Peninsula Foundation, and you know, the Pure First Tee website, I'm sure would have all that information. But this to me is September. It's Northern California. It's Pebble Beach. I mean, the weather has always been pretty immaculate. You get practice rounds at Pebble, practice rounds at Poppy Hills. You get, you know, nighttime events. They've got leaders and legends. That's like a night where they, you know, you have speeches from 9 people representing the core values, and the people are always, you know, owners of the Astros or former, you know, dignitary. I mean, it's really amazing, amazing stuff. So,
yeah, and that's Davis Love.
And you get great access. And you get great access. Like, you know, you don't have the craziness of like an AT&T or a U.S. Open week in Monterey.
Yeah, and you, speaking of access and hearing from the greats who are playing, wasn't Davis Love there?
Davis Love was there, and I got to do a Q&A with him at night. And I mean, you know, upon further review, like, not that he needed any backup on all this, but Davis Love, I've spent a lot of time with him in the last, you know, 3 weeks. He is just an absolute gentleman, and I think has settled nicely into sort of his role in golf and his position in terms of competition and camaraderie. He seems so comfortable in his own skin. He and his brother just redid a golf course at Sea Island that will be opening up next year. They redid the Plantation course, most recently done by Reese Jones. And I think they did a heck of a job. This is kind of their 25th project in 25 years. So we talked a little bit about that and how architecture, how he's evolved as an architect by watching so many amateurs struggle with the game and realize that the game has to be fun at the core. What else is it if we're not doing that? And he also sort of talked about the Ryder Cup and lessons learned from 2012 that he implemented in 2016, which I think speaks a lot to the fact that Ryder Cup captains should have more than just one crack at being a captain. Like, if we're really in it to win it, why not let these guys either get on a hot streak or, learn from their lessons from the previous, previous go at it.
Yeah.
He also talked about, this was cool, he told a story about how when Tiger was winning at Eastlake that Sunday, thinking that maybe this was the last time they'd get a chance to see him win again, Davis Love grabbed Matt Kuchar and Brant Snedeker, and they jumped in a car from Sea Island and drove to Eastlake to watch Tiger win the Tour Championship. And he thought, well, maybe that's the last. And then, of course, he goes on to win the Masters. And, you know, that completely blew Davis's mind.
That's amazing. That's wonderful. And all of this, I also, back to the Ryder Cup, I like what you were talking about on Golf Channel's Morning Drive when you were talking about your championship win. The fact that the U.S. gets in its own way. What did he mean?
The perception is that the U.S. Doesn't care enough or isn't willing to kind of put away their egos or whatever it is, you know, sort of their individual brands. I guess that would be, you know, kind of a broad-based statement on what is the perception. According to Davis Love, he said the night that we did this Q&A, he said that in his opinion that it's actually the opposite. The U.S. cares too much, and that in sometimes he said get in our own way. And he didn't really expand on that other than to say that, you know, he cited a specific example in 2012. You know, Keegan Bradley and Mickelson take themselves out of that Saturday afternoon match, and even though they were hot as Hades, and they were going for it, everyone assumed they were going to go back out, and that Mickelson had asked to say, "Hey, stay to the plan. We have this plan. I was always going to sit in the afternoon. Stick to this plan." You know, and that was, you know, in his mind, that was Mickelson sort of, you know, that, you know, caring so much to say this, there's a plan, let's stick to it. You know what I mean? And not, so I don't know. That was one example he used. Whether or not that's true, I don't know. But that's what Davis said.
Yeah, well, that's his perception. It's important. And I agree with you completely about the first time around. You're just getting to know what you're supposed to do as a captain. That's why having assistant captains moving up the ranks like they do on the European tour is so important. You have assistants moving to assistants, and then, you know, then you get to be the captain. So you kind of have an idea.
Yeah, well, it took us a while, but I think we're there now. I think we understand that, the U.S., but, you know, that's part of the deal. It's part of why the Ryder Cup is so cool, and anyways, because I do think it does become a bit of you can't help it. I mean, it's an amazing event. It's taken on a life of its own, and you can't wait till the next one. I mean, here we are just a little less than a year out, and Straits should be interesting. I don't know how you set it up one way or the other for one team or not the other team. I don't, we'll have to see how that goes, but it should be dramatic. There's some cool visuals out there.
Yeah, it's a beautiful course, and I was struck by how nice they are to each other. You know, Stricker in the conference with Harrington, and Stricker's offering Harrington water. Oh, here, make sure you get your water. It was really quite charming. You know, they're two very polite people.
Yeah. Well, this is quite a matchup. You know, I mean, and it's not to say that maybe this isn't, you know, this is a good time to have these two true gentlemen, you know, at the steering wheels of these two teams. I mean, how do you not like one or the other? They're really nice guys.
Exactly. I just want to on the Pure Insurance Championship for First Tee and your championship, your amateur champion, 36 under par. On social media, Matt Chinella, who is Golf Advisor, editor in chief, and host of Golf Advisor Round Trip, he thanked so many people for the victory. And what it spoke to me was, you know, this is, as you said, it was all these people supporting each other and everybody buying into it and just wanting, like Toledo, you know, fist pumping because you guys weren't going to get penalized for something. And that's fantastic. It was beautiful. I was also taken by what you went. Did you have a Golf Advisor round trip to Atlantis?
Yeah, well, we're going. I did a round trip to Atlantis recently, and then that aired last week, and we did, you know, a segment on Morning Drive just about, you know, the state of Bahamas and sort of, you know, it's important to know, you know, just like the Hawaiian Islands, you know, there's 700 islands that make up the Bahamas. So when people see the devastation that took place in Dorian about a month ago in the Bahamas, that really hit the northwest of the Bahamas, the Abaco Islands and the Grand Bahama Islands, which is terrible. And we've obviously all seen and understand or don't understand the level of devastation. But, you know, it's also important to know that 4.5 million people came to the Bahamas last year. There's still 14 islands receiving visitors right now, that there is this message coming out of the Bahamas that says, if you want to help the Bahamas, go to the Bahamas. Like that they need tourists now more than ever because that is such a driving force of their economy. So I think, knowing what we know about what, you know, the northern Bahamas needs and all that's going to be going into that over the course of, you know, infinite amount of time, it's important to know that the other portion of the Bahamas is open for business. Yeah. And it is a special place with a special people, special culture, amazing food, you know, fantastic blue waters and endless beaches. So I just think, you know, I think that was the message we were trying to get across this week on Morning Drive.
That's great. I totally get it. When Iniki blasted Kauai into oblivion, the rest of us didn't feel it at all. You know, there was, and that, so coming to Hawaii to infuse the economy so that the state could help Kauai rebuild, that was an important message then. Speaking of coming to Hawaii, you're going to do a Golf Advisor round trip getaway, Maui, December 1st to the 7th?
Yeah, we're going back to Atlantis, and then we're going, so if you want to join me on a trip to the Bahamas, we got great swag, great value. We're hanging out at the Atlantis. There's a lot of amazing amenities and activities there going on. A really good Tom Weisskopf golf course that you're going to have unlimited access to. So that's coming. Go to golfadvisor.com/getaways for all the details there. And then in December 1st through 7th, I hope I can stay on and listen to your show because I want to hear who you have on from Kapalua because I'm excited about the reopening of Kapalua's plantation course. We're going to play Wailea, Kanapali. There's a little twist and surprises, and maybe some special guests that will be joining us. And we're going to try to get anybody who comes to with us on Maui to spend the 1st through 7th. Make sure that you have a trip of a lifetime.
That's awesome, awesome. So, Golf Advisor Getaways.
Yeah, golfadvisors.com/getaways, and there's multiple trips to choose from. But those are the two that I'm really excited about right now: Bahamas Bahamas and Maui.
Bahamas and Maui. Awesome. Something for everybody. Matt Janella, always fun to talk with you. And maybe when you're here, you can, you know, can have a party and we'll do a party show.
I would love that. Live with Danielle Tucker. I'm so into that. Whatever I need to do. So,
thank you.
Thank you as always. Aloha to Hawaii, especially to my brother's family on the North Shore there of Oahu. I look forward to some more traffic reports this week and I'll stay off those roads.
Aloha, Matt Janella. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
We're going to come back. Indeed, we're going to find out from Alex Urban, General Manager of Century Tournament of Champions, a PGA Tour. And, of course, Kelly Williams will be joining us right after Alex, the Director of Sales and Marketing, Kapalua Golf and Tennis. And it's all about, yes, the plantation course refinement. Still the grass growing in, but it's ready for play. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
Bougainville Flooring Superstore has Hawaii's largest in-stock inventory. It's our 29th anniversary sale. See our huge selection of flooring, carpet, porcelain, and ceramic tile. Up to 29 products are over 29% off. Get a chance to win a trip for two to Las Vegas. We've got installation supplies, tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleaners, and more. Located by NEX on Bougainville, remember our price match guarantee. Find the perfect flooring in just one visit. Sale ends Sunday at the Bougainville Flooring Superstore.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing.
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
The holidays are coming. The holidays are coming. Do you realize that they're coming? And with those holidays come all the people you love, the traffic in and out of the house, everybody dropping in, and you planning parties. And the question is, of course, is your house ready for that traffic? The traffic through the house, the spills, the accidents that come with the holiday parties. Are your carpets ready? Are your floors ready? That's why you've got to go to the Bougainville Flooring Superstore Anniversary Sale this weekend, Saturday, today and Sunday. They're on Bougainville. That's real close to the NEX. All right, let's go to Maui. Alex Urban, Executive Director, Century Tournament of Champions, and he is on with us now. I got this wonderful release this week saying, we're ready to take reservations. You can come and play. We're going to talk to Kelly Williams about that. We're going to talk with Alex Urban about how the course has changed. Welcome into the clubhouse, Alex.
Hey, how are you guys? Thanks for having me on, Danielle.
Absolutely. A pleasure. And especially since the Century Tournament of Champions is January 1st through the 5th. So we're coming up real quick. The plantation course will be cart path only, but you can start making your reservations. They're going to start opening up for play on Saturday, November 23. So you can start playing November 23 following this nine-month incredibly invested refinement. Tell us, I want to know what you think about the course and how different it will be for the champions coming to play, the PGA Tour champions.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so our event is, as everyone on the show, I'm sure, is well aware, is the the winners on the PGA Tour from the calendar year. So it's always such a great caliber of player that shows up in January. And it's going to be a really good barometer of the changes for the course and how it, you know, how it affects the, obviously, the best of the best players in the world. And so, you know, when Troon, and I remember sitting down and hearing the vision from Bill Kaur and Ben Crenshaw, you know, for what they wanted to happen as part of this refinement, I think it was stated by them that the goal was to make it a little bit more playable for the resort guests and a little more difficult for the PGA Tour players. And the way you make golf more difficult for the PGA Tour players is introduce some role in, back into the game. PGA Tour players are so good when they know where the ball is going to come to rest.
Uh-huh.
So when it's, you always see guys, like, if it's, if, you know, if it rains a little bit at almost any golf course and the ball is kind of just hitting and sticking, then those guys will shoot low scores. That's just a guarantee. So I think the hope, you know, from this refinement project is that some of the early days of the golf course, the releases, the really long releases on some of those tee shots, introduce just a couple of extra question marks into the strategy for the guys, which will theoretically make it play just a little tougher. At least I think that's the hope.
Yes, that is the hope. I know. I've heard it many times that, you know, the champions of the PGA Tour coming in this first week in January, they got so used to it, it was almost target golf. And just like you said, they know what their every club will do, what every club will give them. I put it here, I put it there, I put it there, I'm in the hole. You know, the hardest part was the greens. So with a more roll, it becomes a little bit more, and don't get me wrong, but a little bit more linksy. So you hit it, but you don't know where the carry's going to take you. So after it hits and starts rolling, what's going to happen to that ball? And in the beginning of time with the plantation course, oops, there it goes. It's going to go. That was too much on the ball, and there she goes down the ravine. You know, there was a lot of that in the very beginning, and we didn't see that much as the course grew in. And that's part of being a golf course and being alive. You know, you're constantly growing,
sure,
and changing, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think just anytime those guys are standing on a tee box or over an approach shot or even around the green and they have to just think maybe one extra step of where might this ball go after it hits, you see it in links golf all the time. That's why certain guys are better, in my opinion, at that style of golf, is that it takes one extra level of creativity and shot making that doesn't exist when you know you can carry it 127 and it's going to stop 127 and not roll a foot longer. So I think it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it is. It is. Now, the way I guess that works for the average person is I get more roll.
Right. Exactly. I'm excited about more roll. Anything to add a couple of yards onto the drive, sign me up for that.
Yes. When I'm working with juniors, I always say, they say, I only went 110 yards. No, you didn't. You didn't go only, see, it rolled another 30. So that counts.
Yes. Absolutely. And like every yard they can get.
Every yard they can get, it counts. So I was just looking at the list just of the, you know, the guys who have won. And this is just a short list. Xander Schauffele, Matt Kuchar, of course, here in Hawaii, the defending champion at the Sony Tournament of Champions is Xander, and the Sony Open is Matt Kuchar, and then there's Justin Rose and Ricky Fowler and Phil Mickelson and Dustin Johnson and Francesco Molinari and Rory McIlroy, Paul Casey, Graham McDowell, Tiger Woods, Brooks Koepka, Sung Kang, Patrick Cantlay, Kevin Na. These guys are shooting lights out right now. Shane Lowry, Justin Thomas, we saw him, Patrick Reed, all of these players, and that's just a few of the guys who've qualified because they've won on the PGA Tour, and that's the only way you get to play in the Century Tournament of Champions this January 1st through the 5th. It's only 87 days away, Alex. What do you need?
that number would stress me out, except now we've got a countdown on the wall of our office, so I'm well aware that it's 87 days, so we're in the final stretch. You know, it's sneaking up on us. It's you know, there's still a few events left where guys can qualify. Obviously, they're playing in Vegas this week, which is exciting. We've had some really nice, we have such a nice mix of qualifiers this year, from veterans and guys that have been here a bunch of times, like a Dustin Johnson, and some newer guys like Matthew Wolf and Colin Morikawa, and it was great to see Cam Champ win again last week. That was a really cool story. No, I mean, we're in that final stretch. I would say to anyone listening that I'd say the big thing right now is if you want to come out to the event, head to our website, CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com. Real easy, just the tournament name. And if you want to get involved through that way, do that. If you want to volunteer, we've still got some spots open for volunteering. We always are looking for more volunteers, so you can do that through our website as well. So that's CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com. But we're really excited. We've got some new things we're doing and featuring some local restaurants with our food this year in something we're calling the Taste of Maui in our concession area. And so some local favorite restaurants like Sanse, which is kind of legendary up in Kapalua. Some newer restaurants. There's Joey's Kitchen, which is a great local place. Awesome local chef. Joey Macadangdang, great guy. And then another restaurant from Lahaina, Cool Cat Cafe, which, they're some of the best burgers on the island, if not the best burgers on the island. So we're going to have some really great food out at the event. A new venue on the 8th hole, which is exciting. So yeah, there's just a lot going on. So I urge anyone that's interested in any capacity to go to our website, CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
What's the new venue on the 8th hole?
Yeah, so we're calling it the Banyan Club, and it's aptly named because there's this really cool, giant old banyan tree that kind of grows into the side of the hill over there, left of the 8th green. And this venue is going to be kind of a social venue, big TVs, soft seating. There's always NFL playoffs and that kind of stuff going on around the time of the tournament. We want to give people a chance, a place where they can watch golf and make sure they don't miss anything in the rest of the sports world. Just a place to come hang out and talk to your friends and see some golf and hang out. That's what we were looking for.
That's so important because the plantation course is huge, and for people to walk it the whole course, they want a place they can go in and get respite from the sun. They want to drink something, they want to eat something, and then they want to carry on if they want to or not, or stay and hang out. Maybe you've got golf on one screen and NFL on another screen, and everybody's happy.
I think you basically described exactly what it'll be like there. We want to make sure there's something out there for everybody, and I think this is going to be a really cool venue. This is the one I'd probably go to if I was a fan and not running around trying to make sure that we had a smoothly run golf tournament.
And this is Alex Urban, Executive Director, Century Tournament of Champions, and it's coming up. It's January 1st through the 5th, and that's right. It's going to be a holiday tournament just 87 days away. If you want tickets or if you'd like to volunteer, you can always go to CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com. Thanks for being on the show, Alex.
Always a pleasure, Danielle. Mahalo.
Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with our Troon representative, Kelly Williams. She'll be with us, Director of Sales and Marketing, Kapalua Golf and Tennis, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Bougainville Flooring Superstore has Hawaii's largest in-stock inventory. It's our 29th anniversary sale. See our huge selection of flooring, carpet, porcelain, and ceramic tile. Up to 29 products are over 29% off. Get a chance to win a trip for two to Las Vegas. We've got installation supplies, tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleaners, and more. Located by NEX on Bougainville, remember our price match guarantee. Find the perfect flooring in just one visit. Sale ends Sunday at the Bougainville Flooring Superstore.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now, done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call. It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
And welcome back. Kelly Williams is Director of Sales and Marketing, Kapalua Golf and Tennis. And of course, the story on Maui has been the plantation course refinement. After 30 years, the plantation course, as all things natural, changes. I remember the architect Robert Trent Jones Jr. coming over to take care of the Prince course because it had completely changed in nature. It wasn't, well, not in, not re- it was recognizable, but it didn't have the refined way he put it together when I first played it in the late 90s. So now we've got Corin Crenshaw coming in, and for 9 months, they were working on this course. They were planting new grass. They were putting it all together. It was a huge financial undertaking, a commitment to this course and to Kapalua. Kelly, welcome into the clubhouse.
Aloha, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So taking the plantation course out of play for most of 2019 must have been a huge financial undertaking. Because, first of all, the course couldn't generate any income because nobody was playing on it. But you could have played on it. The reputation alone and the PGA Tour television coverage for years has created that. Why did Troon make such an incredible investment? Because I hear, even though I think of it as an owner responsibility, it's really the operator, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's a little bit of everyone. So I would say we invested a little north of double-digit millions, and obviously a lot of time. But, you know, special credit to our ownership team, of course, our agronomy team, Troon, lots of people involved with this project. But it really was everyone's commitment to keeping Kapalua number one in Hawaii.
Absolutely. And that really is the, you know, when you have a stake like hosting the Century Tournament of Champions, the ultimate destination for, I mean, how many times have I heard the winner on the PGA Tour say, hey, I get to go to Maui? Yeah, champion, but I get to go to Maui. You hear that too, right?
Absolutely. It's not a bad thing.
And certainly for the holidays, it's a great destination. Some of the players bring their entire family, from grandparents, you know, all the nieces and nephews, and everybody comes over and just has a good time. Of course, the wife and the family is there as well. So what exactly was done?
Sure. So we just recently came out with a press release basically explaining all the major changes. And if you have the opportunity, I encourage everyone to go to our website. It's golf@kapalua.com. So we have a full feed of all of the changes, including a very detailed description of all of our hole-by-hole changes. I'd say the biggest takeaways are that we rebuilt all of our bunkers. So we had, 93 bunkers installed with a capillary concrete liner system. Some other big takeaways were that we laser leveled all of our tees, so they are absolutely pristine, beautiful. The entire golf course was replanted with Celebration Bermuda, and then all of the greens were rebuilt with new drainage, sand, and Tiff Eagle Bermuda grass.
Awesome. Absolutely, yes. Awesome. I mean, in addition to those just what you did for the bunkers means that they'll hold up under the heavy rain that sometimes comes through. And the Celebration Bermuda really works nicely on the fairways. It looks beautiful when it gets all grown in. And the greens will be able to weather the wind and the rain as well much better at this point. You've also worked on the practice greens and chipping area?
Yep, we worked on those as well. So with those, and again, you could always go onto our website to look at all the changes. We also did a really good job with our social media, too, just keeping everyone involved and sort of invested in the project, catching all those updates. But the practice areas was reduced. The putting green was reduced in size by 33%. We added a new chipping green, a practice bunker, and a chipping green fairway were created. And the practice range tee was also leveled and regrassed.
Okay, I couldn't help but wonder when you said it reduced the practice green. The greens at Plantation are huge. And why would you reduce the practice green area since they're going to be on these gigantic greens anyway? Was there a specific reason?
You know, that I'm not too aware of. I'd have to check with Bill and Ben and our agronomy team on that. But, yeah, it's the practice putting green as you come up along Plantation Drive, right on your right there.
Yes.
So I've been fortunate enough to been watching the entire process and the refinement, and I can tell you it looks absolutely beautiful. At this point, it's practically playable. As you mentioned earlier, we're opening November 23rd, so we are starting to take some tee time, but we're almost at the finish line. Everything's just, you know, kind of finally growing in.
Yeah, from the photographs, and I haven't seen that many yet, the biggest difference, just that a feeling that I get, is the course seems wide open and uncluttered. It's just, it looks magnificent.
Thank you. Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, we've been taking some drone flyovers, too, and just, you know, no contamination with other grasses. It's so pristine. It looks beautiful, and we're just so excited to welcome everyone back to the course.
It's fantastic. So if you'd like to see the hole-by-hole changes, the details, Plantation course enhancements, just go to golf@kapalua.com, and there's a link there so you can go hole-by-hole. Something probably the tournament players will probably want to do themselves, since some of them have gotten pretty accustomed to the way it was.
Absolutely.
Going to play a little bit different now. I was talking earlier with Alex about the rollout that is going to be added to the course, and that will definitely make it just not as predictable as it may have been in years past. It's a pleasure talking with you. So the date to open up, the date you're taking reservations, is Saturday. That's when it starts, Saturday, November 23.
Correct, yes. That is our grand reopening date.
And this, from what I understand also, it's cart path only because you want to keep everything beautiful for the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, obviously, we're preparing for the tournament champions. We want to keep everything pristine. Obviously, a big investment from our ownership team and Trune and our agronomy team. So, we want the course to play perfectly for the pros when they come in the first week of January.
Fantastic.
So, cart paths only. We're doing mats only on the practice range. We are offering limited tee time, so it's not going to be a full tee sheet from November through the end of December. But again, that's just to keep the course in great shape prior to the big event.
So if you want your reservation, you must give them a call immediately.
Absolutely. So we take online reservations 30 days prior, so you can start booking in technically October 23rd online.
Fantastic.
But for our resort guests, they can book 45 days in advance. So we're just a few days away from that. And so we're really excited to welcome everyone back. The course looks absolutely spectacular. It's going to play beautifully for the pros first week of January. So it's been a long road, but we're almost at the finish line, and we can't wait.
Thank you very much, Kelly Williams, Director of Sales and Marketing at Kapalua. Aloha.
Aloha, Danielle. Thank you.
We're going to come back. There is a brand new course opening in Scotland. And Michael Patrick Shields is in St. Andrews. And this course that's opening up is very close to St. Andrews. The designer, Clive Clark, is with us, as well as Michael Patrick Shields. It's Dumbarney Links. I want you to go online and look at this golf course. It is beautiful. We're going to talk with Clive and Michael Patrick after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Equipment. Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Does your golf swing have a hitch in it? Want to learn the finer points to play better? Get the fun back in your game with coaching by Master PGA Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau, Director of Instruction at Wailea Golf Academy, a Golf Channel Academy. Claude, a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, you will improve immediately and get fast results. Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or email cbrousseau at waileagolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-856-9458. And have fun counting your birdies.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, "Call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high rise shopping center, or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And now, Michael Patrick Shields, our travel guru extraordinaire, travel writer at TravelTattler.com, host of Michigan's Big Show, Michigan Association of Broadcasters' Best Network Radio Personality, and author. His most recent book, he wrote many, I Call Him Mr. President, Stories of Golf, Fishing, and Life, with my friend George H.W. Bush, and Clive Clark, golf course architect. You can find his excellent work at cliveclarkdesign.com. He turned professional, a professional golfer, after playing in the Walker Cup, played on the 1973 Ryder Cup when it was Great Britain and Ireland versus the U.S. He had a hole-in-one at the Masters at Augusta National, played twice at Augusta, finished third in the Open 1 year, and his golf course design accomplishments are many. You can find him at CliveClarkDesign.com. Welcome into the clubhouse, Clive.
Hi. Well, thank you for having me. I hope the weather's nice where you are. We're in Southern California at the moment with a nice sunny 86 degrees. Might not quite be that where Michael is at the moment, but we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Michael Patrick, what's the weather like in Scotland?
I am staring at the Auld Gray Tune, St. Andrews, under a light rain and cloudy skies, but temperatures in the Fahrenheit area of the high 50s, low 60s. So in Ireland, we would say this is a grand soft day. And in Scotland, we would say, let's tee it up.
Yes. What are you doing in St. Andrews?
Well, I came here because the birthplace of golf has delivered a new baby. And that baby is no baby. It's a big, exciting seafront course called Dumbarney Links. And it's just about 15 minutes outside town. And you would think that there is no more links land, but Clive Clark found some. And it belongs to Lord and Lady Balneill, who I visited with the other day, and the Earl of Crawford. And they made a deal to develop this into a links golf course. And I mean, it's a real links golf course, and it's an exciting links golf course. So I wanted to get a look at the baby before anybody else did, and I got lucky enough to be here.
It's gorgeous, and I'm so glad you explained to me, because one of the questions I wanted to ask you, Clive, is where did you find this land to build this incredible golf course, and how did you get permission to use it?
Good question. I was looking at a project which was touted on the west side of St. Andrews, and I have a very good friend, Malcolm Campbell, who is an RNA member and is a golf journalist. We've been friends for about 45 years, and I was talking to him about this other project, and he said, well, I know where there's a fantastic link site. Now, links don't appear, link sites don't appear very often, believe me. And this was a part of Lord Balneill's estate, which is about 5,000 acres, and this was the 345 acres right down by the water. So we've got water and beachfront for about a mile and a quarter. And so I flew over and had a look with Malcolm, and we arranged to meet Lord Balneill, and it started up then. But, it's quite a long road getting all the legals sorted out and the permitting through Fife Council, who were very amiable. I mean, they were very helpful. And in the end, we got a decision from the council after a year or so, because there's a lot of consultants to employ to actually get to receiving a permit. We had 24 consultants working on it. I mean, it's quite extraordinary. But we did get a 12-0 vote from the council members, unanimous vote to do the project. They were very excited, and so are we.
Yeah, I went to your website to look at Dumbarney Golf Links, and I was so impressed by what you tell us on the site, is that there are so many places on the golf course where you have complete vistas of the ocean, more than most golf courses.
That is correct, yes. You can virtually see the ocean from pretty much 18 holes. I always say 14 holes because there's maybe four holes there where, you get glimpses of it. But it's on two layers. We've got a large coastal plain. As you can imagine, this is 345 acres. It's a huge piece of land. You could easily get two golf courses onto that piece of land, but we just needed the 18, and I picked the best views and some terrific holes from actually the back of the site, because that's the higher part. It's a smaller part. So there are tees there where you have you play down a gentle escarpment, but you're about 60 feet above the fairway. And at that height, you get glorious views right across the 10-mile strip of the estuary of the Firth of Forth. So we look directly at Muirfield Golf Club, and then off to our left is North Berwick, you can see. Then over to our right is the city of Edinburgh. So it's quite a phenomenal site, and we actually, the golf course, when you play there, and I think I will back up, it looks like it's been there for 100 years. In fact, we only constructed it last summer, and it was seeded vastly in early November, the final holes. So it's quite extraordinary, but we had to make, we actually had two dunes on the golf course. We now have over 600. So they were made with large machinery, but in fact they look very, very natural, and it changed the whole site. So the site was a genuine Linksland site. It's all just solid sand, beautiful. do construction. And, of course, absolutely in line with what a genuine lynx is. Because in the olden days, the link was between the fishermen coming onto the beach and then this wasteland, as they called it, the lynx, because it's not arable. You can't grow crops on it. It's only really for grazing, for cattle, sheep, cows. But that's more or less how golf started, with fishermen taking a stick and whacking a pebble across, called the lynx, because it links sea to the town.
That's wonderful. That's such a lesson. And Michael Patrick, have you been on the course yet?
I sure have, and Mr. Clark is right. And I'll tell you, the reason I say he's right is this place is the buzz of the town. Not many people have been able to go have a peek yet. And it's sort of like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. What's behind the gates over there at Dumbarney? And I interviewed a number of caddies today over at the old course, which, you know, people make their pilgrimage here to go and play the old course. And the Dunhill Cup was just here last week, and the Open Championship will be back in a couple of years. But the caddies were saying they were of the information they'd been given, and some people had driven over there just to try to peek. And they had said, it's not a modern lynx, it's an authentic lynx.
Wow.
And, you know, there's some competition around here. There are lots of golf courses and places to play, which makes it a perfect resort destination in itself. But that's a pretty high compliment for a brand new lynx course to say, nah, it's not one of those modern lynx, it's an authentic lynx.
That is.
It's an authentic lynx with a modern twist. And you might ask what the modern twist is. Well, one of the twists is the fact that there are some holes which have dual fairways. And you say, well, why do you need two fairways? You need two. Well, one is very narrow and full of trouble, and the other one is nice and wide, but you play the wide one, you go the long way around the hole. So a hole like number five, if you go the safe way, you add another 50 yards to the hole. So you kind of stand on the tee, you look, you make a decision. It's going to be great to have a caddy when we actually open on the 16th of May next year. You'll want advice on those sort of holes, or you'll make your mind up and choose your own poison.
So depending on how you feel about your game, whether you think it's, you know, spot on or not, I'll either take the dangerous route if I want to challenge myself, or I'll play it safe and go the long way around.
There you go.
Well,
I hope, Michael, you saw some very nice par threes there, because some of them play right towards the ocean, and other ones have tees right by the ocean where you could virtually throw a golf ball into the water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Michael Patrick, I heard you about to step in there. What were you thinking?
Oh, I was just thinking that Mr. Clark was describing life, and that's why golf is so much an example of what life is like. You can take the risk. You can take the safe way. And it might take you a little longer, but you can choose your poison, as he says. And so it is very, very natural and very near town. And opening in May, I understand, Mr. Clark, they're already taking bookings, and they already have groups who want to come in from all over the world already to see your place, play it.
Yes, and of course we're very pleased about that, but it really is an international destination, if you will. But also we'd like to encourage the Scottish people and the local people to come along. It's there's no membership there. It's strictly daily fee.
I was going to ask you about that. This is, let me repeat this. This is a daily fee golf course on a site of genuine lynx land minutes away from St. Andrews. So you get everything. You can see Edinburgh, you see St. Andrews, you're there. You can. It's the perfect location, and then you have the daily fee, the newest golf course in Scotland, Dumbarney Lynx, to enjoy. Truly a beautiful place to go, and that's exactly what Michael Patrick did with his son.
Yeah, and I'd say one more thing, too, the opportunity to meet Lord and Lady Balneill, who had the vision with Mr. Clark. I mean, Mr. Clark brought them the vision, of course, but these two people don't play golf, and they really don't know anything about golf, but they are so proud of what is happening on that piece of land. And doesn't that say it all about, you know, the ability of Mr. Clark and the rest of the investors to impose upon them how important
a site like that can be and what it can do for tourism and what it can do for local pride and what it can do to take a piece of land that no one else would ever be able to walk on. You know, other than the little coastal road, there are some people who, you know, there's a railway that used to go through. But what a convincing thing it must have been, and it's proven to be true.
Yeah, I really hope you've gone to DumbarneyLinks.com to look at this. Some of the pictures are truly, some of them are like moonscapes. Did you see that one?
Yeah, I sure did, and that's exactly what I said. Where is Neil Armstrong out here?
Yeah, Clive, you must know which one we're talking about. It's just amazing. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece of property, and I'm so grateful to them for allowing you to build your golf course, your vision, make it come true. You must also be infusing economically into the community.
Absolutely, and I think that's one of the things that the Fife Council really liked, because there'll be a lot of employment, not only within the clubhouse and the maintenance of the golf course, but it will employ cleaners and waitresses and local businesses too, the butcher, the baker, all those, the taxi people. You know, they'll all benefit from it, and probably in the region of 140 or 50 people will, because there'll probably be as many as 80, 90 caddies involved. And that's really part of the Scottish scene. It's so important, I think, when you go traveling to Scotland, to take a caddy out, particularly on these links courses. Ours is fairly visible, but it would still be nice to have advice. And also just meeting the caddies, they're full of stories of days gone past and great champions, and it really adds to the value and experience of a round, particularly at St Andrews, because as you said, we're not very far from the old course. It's about 15, 20 minutes at the most, and the old course is there's a lot of blind shots, so there you really need a caddy. Our course, yes, it would be preferable, but I design so that you've really got a road map. I like elevated tees. Part of my design, I've done 35 golf courses in total. But I like the player to be able to figure it out from the tee. What did the architect intend? Oh, I see. If we play over there, we get an advantage. If we play down here, yes, it might be a little easier, or it might be a little more difficult. But you see what is in front of you all the time. And you know, I like golf courses to be fair, but exciting. I think the holes have a lot of character. They're very individual. There's some burns running through the site. We've got two types of bunker, the old pot bunker that you see on the Open Championship when you're watching on TV. We've also got these natural bunkers, which are big, brawly, and rough-edged. So I think playing the golf course, and I've played it a few times now, when we open up, there's absolutely something for everybody.
We are KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. Got to do that for the FCC. I'm talking this morning with Clive Clark, a golf course architect, and you can find him at cliveclarkdesign.com. And Michael Patrick Shields, our travel guru extraordinaire. He's a travel writer. Find his reviews or comments about his destinations at traveltattler.com. He's host of Michigan's Big Show. Michael Patrick, you're in conclusion. What are your thoughts about this destination that you wanted to share?
Well, I think Mr. Clark is right about the caddy experience. I'll give you an example. I did play the old course today, and as I said, the caddies were talking about Dumbarney. But, you know, I hit a shot into one of those bunkers just like the ones that he has with the stacked sod. And then, let's just say, in terms of a confessional, it took me about four shots to get out of there. And the caddy, after an appropriate amount of silence, just said to me, "Well, there goes the Open."
So they had a sense of humor.
Yes, that's and you know, I have something that I just wanted to share with you on caddies. Okay, one. This is a golfer, and he looks over and says to his caddy something like to the effect of, "What do you think of my game?" And the caddy replies, "It's okay, but I prefer golf."
Well, nobody said it's a fair game, you know. And as Jack Nicholson said, it's a bit like alligator wrestling. It's all in the approach.
It is, isn't it? It's all in the approach.
No.
Well, it's wonderful talking with you, and I'm really looking forward to being there. I get to go there by looking at the pictures on your website, but one day I must get out of Hawaii and make the trek to Scotland, to the home of golf. And this Dunbarney Links is just 9 miles from the center of St. Andrews, of course, the home of golf, designed by Clive Clark. And thank you to the family who made this land available to make this gorgeous golf course a public fee course, by the way, come about. And Michael Patrick Shields, thank you for introducing me to Clive Clark. What a pleasure. Any final thoughts from you, Mr. Clark?
Well, we're all very excited. Our investors, several of them have been over, but we're organizing a trip for the investors for next August, which they're all getting very excited about. And, of course, we keep up to date with everything that's going on. And we're looking forward to welcoming visitors from all over the world. I think there'll be quite a lot of Americans coming over, judging from my conversation with other owners of Lynx golf courses in Scotland, which is great. And it adds an extra golf course, which we believe is of very high quality for the St. Andrews area. So we're all just very, very excited. Can't wait.
Job well done. Thank you both, gentlemen, for being on the show with me this morning. A pleasure indeed. Aloha.
Thanks for mahalo and aloha. Thanks so much.
We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Bougainville Flooring Superstore has Hawaii's largest in-stock inventory. It's our 29th anniversary sale. See our huge selection of flooring, carpet, porcelain, and ceramic tile. Up to 29 products are over 29% off. Get a chance to win a trip for two to Las Vegas. We've got installation supplies, tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleaners, and more. Located by NEX on Bougainville, remember our price match guarantee. Find the perfect flooring in just one visit. Sale ends Sunday at the Bougainville Flooring Superstore.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome into the clubhouse, Steve DiMeglio, senior writer. He's in Las Vegas. Are you losing money, Steve?
No, I haven't yet, but there is still two more nights.
What an amazing week. I had no... did you expect Brooks Koepka to miss the cut and his brother Chase, ranked 1,822nd in the world, to make it?
I don't think anybody. I don't know what the odds would have been on that that scenario. But no, we talked to Brooks on Wednesday, and he was as excited as I've seen him. And you know, he had the stem cell procedure on his left knee, so he was feeling healthy. He was able to practice, which we heard he wasn't able to do last year. And I expected a lot more from him, and he, of course, expected more from himself as well. But he said he was just a hair off. His best takeaway is the fact that he's been working on his wedge play, and he said that was spot on. But he just kept lipping out putts, missing putts, and just couldn't get any momentum going and just couldn't get going, and thus missed the cut. And his younger brother made his first cut on the PGA Tour. So, I don't know. It's weird. This game is weird.
This game is weird, indeed. He was watching Golf Channel. He was watching his brother on Golf Channel. I thought, why didn't you follow him?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when he started out yesterday, Chase was finishing up his round, and so Brooks said, I was scoreboard watching the whole way and getting updates from some fans the whole way about what Chase was doing. So, oh, yeah, he was definitely into it.
Yeah, he said one of the best things that could happen would be for Chase to win the tournament. How is he? Has he teed off yet?
Yeah, he birdied his first hole, but he's gone par since then. And this is the day. Well, every day has been ripe for scoring. You could not have asked for any better weather. And it's been like this since that touchdown on Monday. And it's supposed to be like this again tomorrow. Very little wind. Nothing but sun up in the sky. Nice mild temperatures. And they're just tearing it apart. And like Tony Finau got himself into the tournament. He was 6 under through his first 12 holes today to grab a share of the lead. So, I mean, there are guys, it's like Joel Damon yesterday was 8 under through 9 holes, his first 9 holes. I mean,
unreal.
He shot 28 on the front. So it's out there. There's stretches out there, and there will be stretches today where somebody will go 6 under through 5 holes or 4 under through a 3-hole stretch. It's out there.
Yeah, well, they ended yesterday, 4 tied for the lead. Brian Stewart, Patrick Cantlay, Lucas Glover, and Kevin Na. Kevin Na seems to have his putter working.
Well, he made 202 feet of putts yesterday. Now, to put that in perspective, if somebody makes 140 feet of putts in a round, that's considered outstanding. Add another 62 feet, and you do what Kevin did. He started off the day with a 60-footer on the first hole. So you just ride that streak out, and we'll see if he can. I don't think any human being can continue to putt that well for that long in 202 feet. Nah, I don't think we're going to see that again. But, yeah, that got him up there. He lives 30 miles away, plays at Southern Highlands, which is one of the best golf courses in this area. And he does practice here and plays here just a little bit, but obviously he knew what to do on the greens yesterday.
You know, when you said that about, I don't know if anybody's, you know, I was immediately drawn to the quote about luck from Bryson DeChambeau. About luck. You know, there are so many things that have to go right in life. I was talking to a poker player a couple nights ago, talking about luck, talking about how sometimes people get really lucky for long periods of time. And as we look at what should happen over the course of your lifetime, it's too difficult to even know what statistically should happen because our lifetimes are so small compared to an infinite amount of time. In fact, we could always be on the third standard deviation our whole entire life, which all that means is that you can have really weird stuff happen to you your whole life. It could. Or be normal. Or be the opposite. And vice versa.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Bryce keeps dropping him. I mean, he was in Twilight Zone yesterday, he said. So I asked him, when you're in the Twilight Zone, are you in the black and white world of Twilight Zone, or are you in the all Technicolor Twilight Zone? And he just starts laughing. I think he's got to find something to say that makes sense to him in his mind. But, I mean, he's a defending champion. He's got a shot. Patrick Cantlay, he owns this place. He won his first PGA Tour title here in his first time that he played TPC Summerlin 2 years ago, and last year he got beat by one shot by Bryson. So, and he what he says about it, you can do it on this golf course. He hits driver everywhere. There's very little rough. Yes, there's desert surroundings of the holes, but he's one of the best drivers of the ball with, as far as accuracy and length. He's long and straight, which works pretty good. And he says he has an advantage over others where others lay up a lot more often. He doesn't. He just hits driver everywhere and has wedges into the greens about eight times a day around. So, again, we're going to have a nice afternoon here of a lot of red numbers, and we'll just see what happens come tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Patrick Cantlay because he's in top 10 in the world, and yet we don't see him winning a lot, but he's always contending, not closing. Do you see him having a problem with the close?
No, I mean, he puts himself in position. I know he was in position at Augusta last year, previously this year. He closed out Memorial, and that's a pretty big closeout, Jack's tournament in Columbus, Ohio, and that was his last win. He's sort of in that catch-22. He's not winning too much, but he keeps putting himself in there. So all he can do is what he always says in his low-key manner. I can just keep giving myself chances, and he's got another chance this week. But, no, I have no problems. He has no problems closing out. He'll be fine. There's a reason he's one of the top 10 players in the world. He just is consistently up there.
Consistently up, exactly. I mean, you don't have to be flash to be great, and that's the kind of person Patrick Cantlay seems to be, just always on it. And is there a flaw in his game?
No. I mean, it was funny that you said that he's not flash. He should be flash if you watch him play golf. I mean, yes, he stands over the ball an infinite amount of time, and that sort of rubs a lot of people the wrong way sometimes. But to watch him hit a golf ball, I just love watching him hit a golf ball. That's certainly flash. He's a top-notch putter. He keeps giving himself chances because he's one of the best players in the world. So,
yes.
But, you know, he's always low-key. And, you know, so I don't think he'll ever be considered the flashy kind of player that others are. So,
that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
He is who he is.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, he talks with his game. His clubs do the talking for him. And that ultimately will take you everywhere. Brooks Koepka was very talky about, you know, how strong he is and everybody's in his rear view mirror. And I thought that was interesting that, you know, maybe the knee wasn't quite ready for competition. He said it was very painful, a stem cell, this procedure. Do you know anything about it?
Well, he talked us through it. He actually watched it while it happened. And he wasn't under any anesthetic. And he said he was screaming throughout it, but he watched it. And what they do is they have this long needle, and they inject it in there. And his biggest problem was on top of his knee, the knee bone. So they had to inject it there, and he was screaming throughout it. So I wouldn't have had any idea what stem cell procedure is until Brooks told us. But he watched it, and I don't know. I mean, was he ready enough? I don't know. Maybe not, but I'm not worried about Brooks. He's going to Korea in his next tournament 2 weeks from now. He's the defending champion there. Then he'll play the HSBC. He's played well in China before. And then he'll take some time off, and then we'll see him next at the Hero World Challenge and the President's Cup. But he's still the number one player in the world.
Absolutely. No doubt. I'm glad you went to Korea because I got to ask you about Beo Kim and the bird.
Well, you're just talking to these players here. They can't believe it. 3 years suspension. Again, I know there's the culture difference there as opposed to here, but still 3 years. When he's your leading money winner, when he's not had absolutely zero history of ever doing this before, when it did happen throughout the round, because it's amazing over there, it's against the law for you to silence your phone. It's also against the law to silence your phone in Japan. So that Zozo Championship when Tiger's playing there, that could be interesting.
Wow.
Everybody's phone, there would be no phone on silent. The general feeling, it looks, because of the backlash and if so many people have called on his behalf to the Korean Tour, the general feeling right now is they think it'll be reduced. He might get 1 year, which I still think is way too long. Yes, he should be fined. Suspended, if you're going to suspend him, maybe 2 weeks, maybe a week. But this is just, again, it's their culture. It's that he certainly did it. He apologized for it. But he said he won't appeal it because if he appeals it, then that sort of means that his apology wasn't sincere.
Absolutely.
He thinks that, yeah, so he will not appeal it. But I think there's so many people talking on his behalf. Players, caddies are talking on his behalf. He doesn't have a history of this. It's never happened when he played out here on the PGA Tour. He's a nice guy. He's one of the best players. He's one of the few Korean players that play there full time that are also top world players. And so hopefully the Korean Tour will reduce it much shorter than the 3 years, and we'll see from there. But
yeah.
Nobody believes it happened. Nobody
I know,
can believe that 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years seems ridiculous for a moment of insanity. you know, the hitting of the club on the PGA Tour, guys are fined, but they don't talk about it publicly when they get in trouble. Is that correct?
And well, no, they don't. There's no transparency there. The only time you find out about people getting fined is if somebody catches you on a mic, a hot mic, or somebody's got a video of you, and you can tell, you know, they saw you're on video flipping somebody off. You know he got fined. But no, we don't know. Some players have been fined for verbal abuse to all an assortment of people. We never know. We've never heard of we don't know the fines there. No, they won't release the fines. They don't. There's no transparency there.
Don't you think it's time for people to like be chastised publicly a little bit about, hey, don't do that, so that you know, call them out?
Absolutely. And it also would be a deterrent. I think it would be a deterrent. If you were fined because you maybe verbally abused an official, or if you're fined verbally abused a volunteer.
Yeah.
That wouldn't look good. And we asked former Commissioner Tim Fincham about it. We've asked current Commissioner Jay Monahan about it, and they just don't think there's any reason to do that. I don't agree with their way of thinking. I think if the American people did know that certain players were consistently fined for abusive behavior, maybe they would have a little different outlook of that person, and that person might be forced to change. It's not going to happen anytime soon. I don't think the PGA Tour is going to change their ways.
Yeah, it's all about image, you know. It's important for the golf industry to have a certain image that's desirable. The backlash, of course, if enough people have something unpleasant happen to them, and it's they're never the person who did it, the unpleasantness is never taken to task, then it seems like, oh, they're just covering up. It's just whitewash. It's not authentic. And I think that does us more damage than good. So to me, it would make more sense just to say, hey, we don't accept that behavior. Same thing when we're teaching the first tee, spirit of the game and spirit of life. You don't, come on, show these guys that they need to stick with those honor expectations that we have for this game in real life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I can only guess, but I think it's a pretty educated guess. This isn't a widespread problem, believe me. There aren't 100 fines every tournament. It's very few and far between. And maybe you could eliminate it if the public knew about it. So, I think that they could use it as a deterrent, but like you said, the image of this is a gentleman's game, they want to keep that intact as much as possible, but you know, I don't know, every other sport announces fines. So, but again, I don't think it's ever going to change.
I don't think so either. This was something that came across our desks this week. Cardi B is naming her next album Tiger Woods.
Yeah, I mean, I could. In Vegas, what do you think the odds would have been on that happening? Yeah, a musician's going to name an album after you, Tiger. We haven't seen Tiger. Tiger hasn't, I don't think, publicly made a statement about it. But I'm sure if he hasn't, by the time we see him in Japan, we'll certainly ask him about it. But she put out that, you know, this guy was kicked down. He was down, and people were kicking and throwing dirt on him, and he rose from the ashes, and he won the biggest tournament in golf. And it's an inspirational tale. And Tiger Woods is her man. You know, he's the man.
Yes.
So, yeah, why not name it? And I think it's going to be named Tiger Woods. And it might, though I've heard in other places, Tiger Woods, GOAT, greatest of all time. So I don't know. We'll have to wait until it's released.
Yeah, I mean, it was very inspiring. I mean, you know, in Hawaii we call it chicken skin. On the mainland they call it goosebumps. You know, his victory, you know, at East Lake, the Tour Championship, was unbelievable. And the response, I mean, just watching it, you're mesmerized by the crowds running. And then to see him win as everybody's falling like pins around him as he comes victorious and wins the Masters, amazing. And it was inspiring. Yeah. And I just went, Cardi B, you got to name your next album Tiger Woods. You go, girl. Oh, dear. All right. It's been a pleasure, as always, talking with you. Steve DiMeglio, senior writer of Golf Week and USA Today. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Anytime, Danielle. Thank you.
Aloha. We're going to let you know about something that's going on today and tomorrow, because, you know, as I've said, the holidays are coming. And with the holidays, you want the house to look fabulous. Do you know how many people wait to the last minute to go, you know, we should really spruce this place up? We have all these people coming over. We want it to look great. Well, waiting to the last minute probably isn't in your best interest. You probably want to take advantage of a sale. I mean, go now, why pay more? You know that phrase. It's absolutely true. So right now, there's the anniversary sale at Bougainville Superfloor, Bougainville's Flooring Superstore. They're having their 29th anniversary sale. They've got the easy-to-install, dent-resistant vinyl planking, the stain-resistant, easy-clean carpets. All of this is today again and tomorrow. There's over 1,000 carpet remnants on sale. You could have some place in the house that you just would like to put a carpet across. Not install anything, because maybe you like the wood, but you'd like to have something covering something that's there underneath. The wood doesn't look quite the way you want it to. It's a perfect solution. So Bougainville is the place to go. Bougainville Flooring Superstore 29th Anniversary Flooring Sale. They're on Bougainville, next to the, or close to, the NEX on Bougainville Road. Lots of easy, free parking. So like I said, and he said, for a long time. Go now. Why pay more? And I want to thank the other people who are making this show possible. Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom, 2 locations. I mean, they've got a super lawnmower. If your, you know, grounds are getting to you, if it's just like becoming, you want something really comfy to take care of everything in, you really need to go over to Aloha Power Equipment, Honolulu and Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. Rainer Doors, call Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. The number is 676-3667. You'll increase the value of your home with a Rainer door and make a major return on your investment with a Rainer door and add security to your home. Oahu Extraction. Now, you need to put this number on your refrigerator because you never know when something's going to go with the pipes. Okay, so when it floods, whether it's coming from outside in or it's inside and it's flooding, I mean, that's a heck of a feeling, you know. It's water or it's sewer pipes, mud is left in your home because the stream. Call Oahu Extraction 24/7. They're on site in 90 minutes. Their number is 330-6212. Creative Plumbing. Hey, no project's too big. Whether it's a new build, a renovation, a repair, you want to redo the plumbing stack in your building, you got work to do. Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. And Futuristone, master craftsman, turning your projects into artwork. My name is Danielle Tucker. Thank you for your mana. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2019.